With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia has renewed the contract of its Chief Executive Officer, Emilia Nkikembwa, for a second five-year term, extending her tenure to the end of 2030. The board, according to the Namibia Press Agency, says the decision reflects confidence in her leadership and the reforms that have strengthened the country's telecommunication and broadcasting sectors. The Ministry of International Relations and Trade has raised concerns over a new United States pilot program that could require some Namibians to pay visa bonds of up to $15,000 for certain travel visas. Government says it respects U.S. immigration policy but fears the move could hurt travel and people-to-people ties. Authorities say talks with Washington have been planned. We reached out to Hospitality Association of Namibia CEO Gita Pet told for comment.
Our nationals who will have to attend certain functions, I mean, United Nations function being based in New York, events that are official, that require attendance, the Conference of Parties for the United Nations, for instance, would all become very, very expensive, if not unattainable, for Namibians to acquire. So I really sincerely hope that the two nations will come to some form of agreement in terms of the visa bonds. We do understand that the United States would want to prohibit illegal immigrants to come to the United States, but it's almost unheard of. Fees that are being charged will really stop any kind of travel, which I don't think is the idea of a global society. So a bit of a concern.
African leaders are pushing for homegrown solutions to the crisis in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, saying regional bodies should lead peace efforts. The call was made at a one-day regional summit in Uganda's Entebbe, where leaders agreed that the East African community and the Southern African Development Community must take center stage with international initiatives playing a supporting role. And lawmakers who drafted the Epstein Files legislation say they are working on a new plan to increase pressure on officials amid outrage over the volume of documents still to be released.
After the Department of Justice released only some of the documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, lawmakers are now working to pile pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all of the documents. Republican Thomas Massie and Democrat Ro Khanna lead efforts in Congress to force their release, and Khanna says they are building support to hold the Attorney General in contempt, meaning she could be fined every day that the documents aren't released. The Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, is defending the removal of images, including one featuring Donald Trump, saying they are checking privacy concerns raised by victims or advocates. The Justice Department says more files will be released in the coming weeks. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.